stepped down the field and this whole place was packed and we shut it down.
Yeah.
It's something proud of, but guess what? Tomorrow's Sunday, it's a new day.
You guys, I know, I mean, business as usual, it seemed like you guys would score, you'd walk back over to the sideline. It wasn't like a big celebration each time. It was, let's go back out and get them. I feel like that's kind of like the difference between maybe Florida State a couple of years ago and Florida State now.
I guess so. I mean, we're just trying to keep it business-like as much as possible. And, I mean, it is fun, but at the same time, it's a job, too. You just got to keep it very business and classy. And you can't get too high and you can't get too low. You just got to just keep it right there.
Is that something you got to tell the young guys tomorrow, Monday, just to kind of get them back down?
I think they'll be all right. But, I mean, if they do get a little rowdy, I'll put them in their place.
Brian, what's it like offensively when the defense goes out and forces a fumble on the very first play of the game and you're grabbing your helmet and getting out there?
Well, I was thinking, well, that's a good way to start the game. But I mean, we've had teams come against us and do things like that. So I was like, just take it for what it's worth and just keep on pressing and pressing. And it worked out for us.
Did you notice how quiet it was when you guys got 17-0?
No. But I remember the first play we went out there. I couldn't even hear myself think, but it was an adrenaline rush. It was a good time.
Hey, Brian, I saw James came and found all the linemen and bugged him. How good is their relationship with you guys?
It's very tight. Very tight. Me and EJ or Ty Ponder, we were all the O line was always a good connection there. And that connection ain't there, you're not going to have a successful offense.
So, the whole game, you guys have dealing with, at least first half, dealing with the crowd noise.
Right.
Have hardly any penalties, right?
Right.
No crowd noise later on. You have a false start. So, how did you guys manage to do that in the first half?
All practice in the week, we had the speakers on real loud, crowd noise. We repeat the play to everyone, like back and forth, echo it, and we communicated very well.
Good.